Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 189 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. I'm your host. Doing a little bit different of a show today. Sponsored elements are moving around. That's up in flux. Some transitions. So we're just going to kind of freestyle. We're going to go off the top of our head. First thing I'll start off talking about, Line Latu. He's on tour with the Eagles right now. They beat Romania last Saturday. A couple new guys picked up some caps, which is cool, made their debut. Luke White being one of them, friend of the program. Congrats to Luke. He deserves it. Line Latu's in camp, though. Was not rostered in that win last weekend. Hoping to see him on a roster this weekend as they get set to take on Portugal. And if he doesn't play in that one, I would imagine we'd see him on the roster against Georgia or against Stade Toulousain in Salt Lake City in September. So we have a couple of chances left for him to make the team, make a debut, which would be good. Kind of in that same vein, another guy in the Colorado XO program, well, like the original Colorado XO success story, really, David Still. If you recall, played with the Colorado XOs for a little bit. Was like one of the first guys that come through the crossover program that made a jump to the big time. Was recently on the Sevens tour with the team. He announced earlier this week that he will depart the Men's Seven program at the end of August to pursue opportunities with the XFL and the NFL. So it sounds like he's got an XFL contract lined up. And he's obviously hoping to make a splash and make it to the NFL, which is his ultimate dream, which is cool that that's still on the table for him. I'm kind of bummed he's not playing rugby anymore, but, you know, you got to chase your dreams. And that's one thing I've said on this podcast a million times that I've always admired about those XO guys is that they're not scared to take a jump and go, you know, chase a dream like this. So that's cool of David. I think he's got a home in rugby if he decides to come back. But right before the Olympics, it's going to be a little bit tough to, you know, get back into it. As I've talked to other people that have gone through the program a little bit, and being an Olympian sounds so intense. That's something that you need to, you know, that needs to be your goal. That needs to be something that you're working for day in and day out. You can't have one foot in, one foot out the door. So maybe we'll see David come back and play rugby later down the road, but we're wishing him all the best as he pursues a football opportunity. I think that's really all I got in that sense. Yeah, I don't have much else to say. Just kind of what's been quiet, getting ready for Rugby Town Sevens. That's kind of has something to do with the interview we've got coming up here in a couple of minutes. As far as rugby you could watch this weekend, USA men play Portugal in Portugal. Last week's game was on the Rugby Network. Hopefully that's the case again this weekend, but I think Flo can decide whether or not they want to pick it up. So we'll just keep an eye on that. But let's go ahead and kick it to my conversation with Tim Stanfill. Tim Stanfill is a Rugby Town Sevens legend. You know, if you've been to any Rugby Town Sevens, you've probably seen him. He's got a unique haircut. His name gets called a lot because he makes a lot of plays. He's played for a few different teams. But as we get closer to Rugby Town Sevens, thought there'd be nobody better to speak with about the tournament, the competitiveness of the tournament, what makes it unique, all that good stuff, than Tim. Won it with the Jesters last year, was the player of the tournament last year. So he knows Rugby Town Sevens better than anybody. And it was a good chat with him. Never talked to him before, but enjoyed catching up with him, learning a little bit about Rugby Town from his perspective. And we're looking forward to watching him play here in a couple of weeks when the 2023 tournament gets going on August 25th. So with that, let's go ahead and kick it to my conversation with Tim Stanfill. All right, very pleased to welcome on a special guest to the podcast today. We've got Rugby Town Sevens legend Tim Stanfill. Tim, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking time to chat with me. I'm excited to talk to you. You know, you've been involved with Rugby Town Sevens for a while. I've been around it for a little bit, and I'm excited to get into it. We got it coming up here in 2 weeks, so it's coming quick. But, Tim, the first question we ask everybody that comes on the show, just tell us a little bit about where you're from.
Originally from Vancouver, Washington. Played at Central Washington before moving to Seattle, and then just kind of rugby's kind of taken me all over from there.
Very nice. How'd you get into rugby?
High school, actually. One of my good buddies who I played high school football with was the captain of the club team in Vancouver, and he's like, "Hey, just come out and watch our game on Saturday, and bring your cleats. We never seem to have enough guys, but yeah, just come out and watch." And I didn't bring my cleats, and sure enough, they didn't have enough guys, and so I ended up wearing cleats that were three sizes too big for me and got thrown into a game my very first match.
That's a great story. When did you know you had the bug? Like, when did you realize it click in your brain? Like, man, this is actually really fun.
Probably that first game. Yeah, knew nothing about the sport. Had never seen it, never heard of it at that time. You know, I think I maybe have heard the word around, but never really even knew much about it. And then, yeah, that first match, all I knew was they threw me the ball and they said, "Don't pass, just run straight." Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think I scored three tries in that game and never looked back.
Well, here you are now playing in 2023 Rugby Town Sevens. It's coming up. Are you ready for it, Tim?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I look forward to this tournament every year, you know,
for
sure. Probably one of the best tournaments we have around here, if not, you know, internationally with the talent that comes in. So it's always good to challenge yourself against the best. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Definitely. How many have you played in? How many of these ones?
Good question. I go back and forth on this all the time. I think I've only missed one. One, maybe two. Yeah, so that sounds about right.
You got to be one of the rare ones then. Sorry to cut you off. I know. I think Taylor Howden, he's been involved in some capacity in every one. He's transitioned to a coaching position, but yeah, you got to be up there with guys that have played in like the most of these, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I want to say I've only missed one or two. So yeah, I've been around since the beginning, back when it was, you know, Serevi Town, and mm-hmm. back when, you know, Serevi would put teams in, it was Serevi Town, Seattle, Atavis. So yeah, I kind of played my way through a few different tournaments here.
Yeah, definitely. How many teams have you played for? Because I think I remember you playing for, well, there was Life West for sure. I know you've been running with the Jesters the last couple years, and I think you got a new team this year, correct?
Yeah, so I don't even have enough fingers to count how many teams I've played in. let's see, I started out with the Seattle guys, and then, you know, that team changed names a few times, but I was with that team a good first 4 or 5 years. And then I played with, actually, I think it was SoCal Griffins. Okay. Was the next team I played with. Played with Collegiate All-Americans as well. So, yeah, Collegiate All-Americans. Then it was the Griffins. Then I played with Life West or CCIG. And then it was Jesters for a few years. And, yeah, now I got a new team this year.
Nice. Do you want to share about who you're playing with this year?
Yeah, so I'll be playing with the Tsunami Barbarians.
Nice. I know. They had a good run last year. They always put together exciting sides, so that should be fun to see at this year's tournament for sure. You talked a little bit about it already, but, like, I've talked to Cody Melfi on the show. You know, Dallin Stanford is a friend of the program, so I've had him on quite a few times. And one thing they always talk about is how unique this tournament is, because it is like a great chance to dip your toe into that next level of rugby, right? Like, it's a good blend of, you know, guys that have played in the Olympics and, you know, guys really trying to test themselves, kind of like coming up through the ranks. Is that kind of how you feel, and what makes this tournament so new, unique to you?
Yeah. Well, one, I think it's, you know, it's the biggest tournament we have here in the States. And so, you know, being close to home and, you know, wanting to represent, play stateside as much as possible. This, it's always been a tournament that's dear and true to my heart. Again, also kind of playing for the All-Americans back in the day, you know, I kind of got my start going through the ranks and sevens that way. And then, yeah, I mean, this tournament's awesome because, again, you never know who's going to show up from year to year. Some years you'll have, you know, the German development team and the German national team. Some years you'll have South Africa sending some guys to play. So, you know, we've got Fijian internationals. We've got, you know, Olympic gold medalists. So you're the level of talent at this is, you know, by far, I would say the best tournament I've ever played in. And, you know, myself and being the competitive nature that I am, I always like to challenge myself against the best. So there's nothing better than lining up against somebody who's, you know, got a list of accolades next to their name.
Yeah, definitely. And we've already covered, you played in quite a few of these now. So do you have a favorite Rugby Town Sevens memory? You probably have a few memories of this tournament.
That's a good question again. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing like winning it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been knocking on the door several times. And I think, you know, really once we winning it, I don't think there's not a better feeling than, you know, lifting that trophy at the end of the tournament after a grueling 3 days tournament. That's the other thing about the format of this is, you know, you really get to test your strength and your willpower, you know, when that second day soreness kicks in on day three. Mm-hmm. And you got to play two games before, you know, you get to the finals. So that's another thing that's, you know, awesome and unique about this tournament is there's not many 3 day tournaments that you're playing 67 games for, you know, the armed forces guys that, yeah. You know, you really get to put your body and your mentals to the test. But yeah, I think last year winning it with Jesters was super sweet. Especially being that, you know, I wasn't even rostered the first game and then, you know, was able to kind of come in and do my part in a role that I had never played before and playing prop.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to be a man of the tournament at the end as well was probably the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that is awesome. Can you try to articulate what that's like for, you know, people that will never experience? Like, what is that like what does your body feel like to play, you know, in a final after, like you just said, you've been put through the ringer, you've been playing, you know, super hard rugby for three straight days. Like, what does that feel like?
Oh, it's, to me, it's the best feeling in the world.
That's why you do it and other people don't.
right. I mean, a lot of people think I'm pretty sadistic when I say my favorite feeling is that day after a tournament when, you know, every bone, every muscle in your body aches and is sore and you don't want to get out of bed. But it just helps you feel, you know, alive, like you use your body, like you did something. And yeah, that third day is the hardest thing is getting up in the morning. But then once you get up, you get your breakfast, you get your head around, hey, it's finals footy day. You know, that extra little oomph, it's like all the pain, aches, and sorenesses once you cross that white line go away. And so, yeah, then it's just, you know, what do you got against the man in front of you?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you for sharing that, because like I said, a lot of people won't know what that feels like, and so put it into words is a little bit helpful. Tim, how many nicknames has Dallin Stanford given you over the years?
Oh, a lot. They get different one each year, and they get a little more creative each time.
Yes.
This last year's one is probably my favorite. I mean, he's had some really good ones in the past. Some that, you know, we won't repeat out loud. But this last one, the possum, I think, has really resonated a lot with people who know me and. yeah, Dallin's always great with the commentating and the nicknames are never short of spectacular.
Yes, definitely. I'll have him on. I'll see him week of the tournament. I have him on the week of the tournament every year, so I'll be sure to ask him. I have asked him about the nicknames before, but yes, the possum, that was a good one. My next question was going to be if that, you know, what was your favorite one, but sounds like that one's taking the cake.
Yeah, the possum was good. And then a few years ago, He called me the white Fijian because I was on a team of all Fijians, and I was the only white guy. So the white Fijian, which then came to be the white Zulu. So that was also another one that was definitely one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, he's a creative fella. Dallin is. We'll be sure to ask him about that. So what do the next couple of weeks look like for you? Are you playing in Nationals this weekend, or is it just kind of, you know, full steam ahead for Rugby Town Sevens? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so my mindset and prep right now is for Nationals. I actually fly out later today. So I worked all week and all day yesterday, and then drove 8 hours up to the Bay Area. And I'm going to fly out of here to go to Nationals. So I'll have a red-eye flight tonight, land in the morning. We'll do our walkthrough, our training, kind of do a blowout and get my body ready for that. And then, you know, we're full steam ahead for Saturday, Sunday for Nationals. And then I fly back Monday. Monday after I land, I drive 8 hours back home, work all day Tuesday, work all week. And then the following week I fly out on, or do the drive back up here again. Sorry, another 8 hour drive on Monday, fly out Tuesday, then go to Rugby Town.
You're chewing up the miles, man. That's a lot of moving around.
Hey, I mean, anybody who plays rugby know the sacrifices you make to do what we do. And you know, seven seasons, it's been tough on me physically, mentally, and you know, with work and all that. But you know, it's a juggling act, and I've been doing it for, you know, 19 years now. So it's just something you just understand as part of the grind.
For sure. All right, Tim, that's all the questions I had for you, man. Really appreciate the chat. Looking forward to seeing you around here in a couple of weeks and watching you play and seeing, you know, what new nickname Dallin comes up for you this year.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
All right, hopefully everyone enjoyed that conversation with Tim. I know I certainly did. Looking forward to catching up with him when he's in town in a couple of weeks and also watching him play. I'm excited for the tournament this year. It's got a little bit of a different feeling. I think it's going to be really cool, and it's going to be here before we know it. It's already in 2 weeks. You know, the grind really starts a week of. Be plenty of teams around, so I'm going to be doing my best to make some content. We've got some fun stuff in the works with DNVR, which I'm excited about, and it's going to be a fun couple of weeks here coming up in a couple of weeks. That offer that I made on the podcast a couple of weeks ago is still on the table, too. I've got Rugby Town Sevens weekend passes. All you got to do is send me a DM. They're all yours. We'll get them to you. So send me a DM. We'll go ahead and close the show with The Loop. That's not sponsored. I just say that out of habit. But again, send me DMs, hook you up with some tickets. Keep it locked on all the DNVR stuff, DNVR_rugby. That's how you can follow us on Twitter. Looking forward to doing a few more fun interviews before the tournament gets going. I've got a couple of things lined up that I'm excited about. And then I'm just excited about the tournament. I highly, highly encourage, if you've never been and you can make it, you're in town, whatever. I got tickets for you. Just let me know. We want people to come, and we want people to see rugby, and this is the best place to do it. It's super fun. Games are super fast-paced, 62 games over the course of 3 days. People are laying it out, $10,000 on the line. Doesn't get much better than that. So if you're looking to get into it, now is the perfect time. Just send me a message. We'll make it happen. But that does it for the show. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll catch you all back here next Friday.